It's the 414 hour here on KBN, but it's that Dame time. 414 hour, because he is now a member of not only KBN Nation, but Milwaukee Nation, because he is now going to be a 414 boy as well.
It is Kyle Brust and Nortman, 94.5 ESPN. That was Kyle Wallace. I'm Ben Brust. Brad Nortman next to me as well. Chris Larson running the show. We keep the guests rolling. We get somebody from the Bucks Radio Network. Lots of insight you will hear all season long. And he just got a gift of a storyline to talk about. It's Justin Garcia. Justin, welcome into KBN.
How's it going, guys?
It's going fantastic. What was your initial reaction, dude? Because this is, as someone who I've gotten to know, you know how much I appreciate a guy like Drew Holiday. But this is A+ in my opinion.
Yeah, so I guess we'll get the particulars out of the way. Still waiting for the official word that this trade happened. But assuming that goes through, I was in disbelief, because I'm sure you guys felt the same way when these rumors started to pick up and the Bucks were mentioned. I think all of us, I know I did, thought that'd be really nice. I just don't see how the Bucks have the assets to pull that off. And when I look at this trade, I can't help but think there were better offers out there, that this really seems like a part of this from the Portland side. And Joe Cronin kind of feels like some of it was spite, especially towards the Miami Heat. It's obviously a big loss on the defensive side to not have Drew Holiday, and you can't even quantify the losses that you're going to get there, not just with the job he does on his man, but how he helps out the rest of the defense. And Ben, you've talked about that quite a bit. But we've seen in the past, defense is not the issue for the Bucks. The last 4 or 5 years, it's been offense, and especially half-court offense. They won a title in 2021. In spite of a horrifically bad half-court offense. They have never had a player like Damian Lillard in the half-court with his scoring ability. Very few teams have. And now you have that, and the biggest problem has been addressed, that you have a guy that is going to pair nicely with Giannis, and he can get you those tough baskets in the half-court when that had seemingly been a problem for years.
Justin, Brad Nortman here. Thanks so much for joining the show. I can't help but wonder, Giannis made those comments not long ago, only a week or so ago, about the importance of a winning culture, and he'll look elsewhere if he doesn't feel like the Bucks are building that. How much do you think that played a role in the Bucks actually executing this trade and getting it done?
Well, I think it's certainly a piece of it. And, Giannis has to do that, too, that we saw LeBron basically set that template of if you commit to short-term deals and you keep the pressure on the organization, that is the way they'll continue to build a contender and continue to spend and do these moves that you want to see happen. So I wasn't surprised that we started to hear that from Giannis, and certainly not surprised to hear that he didn't intend on signing that extension and wanted to wait and see what happens. I'm sure that was a small part of it, but I don't think this was a reactionary move from John Horst and company to hear Giannis wants us to keep our foot on the gas pedal here and do everything we can to win another title. Okay, we didn't know that. We should go get Damian Lillard now. I don't think this was reactionary. As we started to hear, the Bucks were certainly kicking the tires on this weeks ago. But like I said, when you heard that, you thought, great, they should. I just don't see how they can pull it off. And now here we are with the season set to begin and preseason next week and training camp next week, and the Bucks go out and make the biggest move of the offseason.
Justin, I know how excited you are. I was with you a couple of days ago when we talked about this just a smidge. We both didn't think this was going to happen, so I know how excited you are about this. But thinking about having two superstars play together, can Giannis and Dame work? Will Giannis defer to Dame when he needs to? Let me know, from the perspective of you being around the organization, do you believe this will work?
Oh, 100%. It is, on paper, this is a perfect pairing. Damian Lillard, we already talked about what he does in the half court and how he helps your offense. Now, there are some questions on the defensive side, but for a team that has Brook Lopez and Giannis, that cleans up a lot of issues on the perimeter. So I don't think Drew Holiday, his absence is going to push the Bucks to the lower third defensively. Maybe they're not elite defensively, but the offense is going to be elite now. Damian Lillard led the league last year in scoring as the ball handling in pick and roll situations. The Bucks were horrifically bad in those spots. They were fifth worst in scoring in those pick and roll sets. Damian Lillard can do that. And not only that, Damian Lillard last year was a down year for him in that. Now, injuries the last couple of years played a factor there. But to add him and his ability to score out of the pick and roll, his ability to score once he crosses half court, now defenses are going to have to say, okay, what do we do here? Do we stick with Dame on the perimeter, or do we let Giannis roll to the rim and not protect him? That is what defenses are going to be faced with. And you go back to the title run, that's where the Bucks offense was at their best, when it was especially Chris Middleton, but if it was Chris or Drew setting up pick and rolls, Giannis is the screener that rolls to the rim. That's where they produce the most points per possession. And now you add two guys that are elite at both components of that.
Joined by Justin Garcia of the Bucks Radio Network here on Kyle Bruston Nortman, 94.5 ESPN. Justin, like when I think about this holistically, right? How much pressure will go on Adrian Griffin? Yeah, it's an unbelievable spot to be in, but also like an unfair spot for a first year coach.
Well, yes, but I do feel like if this was still Bud and there was no coaching change, the pressure on Bud is tenfold then of like, okay, man, it's been 5-6 years. Like, you absolutely need to win a title. Not to say the expectations are not going to be championship with Adrian Griffin, but it does change things in that before this deal was made, we talked about Giannis's comments and what that does to the front office. But, you know, the thing that was kind of the, well, actually it does this more than anything. It put a lot of pressure on his teammates because then you're entering the season thinking, okay, we have to overperform and we got to be at our best. Otherwise, this guy could be leaving. And this doesn't eliminate all of that, but to add a guy that can carry a lot of that load, that changes things. And that's going to help Adrian Griffin, where he's not going to be the focus now. We're not going to be dissecting how this offense looks and some of the differences that they have and blaming that on Adrian Griffin and putting him under the microscope. We're looking at Giannis and we're looking at Damian Lillard. So it does carry some pressure, but I think it also helps in that Adrian Griffin is going to slide a little more under the radar now.
Well, Justin, thanks for joining us on quick notice. I'm loving what you're putting out on Twitter. I'm sure you'll love this one. They're calling Giannis and Dame freak time.
We'll see if we can get that trademarked and run with it.
Yeah, I need in the broadcast. I need that in the broadcast, especially on your pick and roll situation.
We'll try. We'll see. No promises.
No promises, but Justin, thanks for joining on short notice, breaking down all things Drew Holiday gone, Dame Lillard in. You can hear Justin on the Bucks Radio Network, and we will hear from you soon, buddy.
All right, see you later.
800-990-3776. We'll keep reacting Damian Lillard to the Milwaukee Bucks. Let's go to Dave in Madison. Dave, thanks for holding.
No problem. Hey, tell me again. What time is it now, brother?
Dame time!
It's Dame time! Dame time, baby!
Freak time, hey, now, which I like too.
Yeah, we all like freak time too.
I love freak time. Real quick, just on the defense, I know we're all kind of getting because it's part of the heart and soul of the team. But I got to think Jay Crowder, we're going to be looking at Jay. He got real underused, and that's a young man who can play some defense still, got good wingspan. I know we're all thinking, oh, man, maybe we slip down to the bottom half. All those Bucks are dogs, man. That's the beauty of this move. Dame is joining a team of dogs. And he's a dog, too, so I'm not worried about them spitting. He's going to love the attitude. It's going to juice him up to see the way these guys play so hard. And, again, I just think Chris is going to be smiling right now because he knows he's going to get open. Jay's going to get used more because they're going to value his defense. It's nothing but – it's almost like we've never had permission to be this happy in Milwaukee. We've never had permission to dream like this. The only time that even comes close to this is when Giannis said, my city, my team. And I got to tell you, I feel even better about this one, man, because now we have permission to dream. We can dream big like anybody else because nobody got a time like freak time. I'm out. Thanks for the time, fellas.
Hey, Dave. Thank you for the call. I love that ending. I love that ending. Keep the energy coming. Keep the calls coming. Let's go to Pete in Sussex. Pete, welcome into KBN. How are you feeling? Freak time.
Hey, I'm freaking out, guys. This is unreal. This is going back a ways, but I think this is the biggest move the Milwaukee Bucks have made since they brought a man named Oscar Robertson in to join Lou Alcindor.
I mean, it's definitely fair. There's no doubt about it.
Can't think of another one.
But the opportunity that Giannis has, that, you know, even from 50 years ago, they can win multiple. They are the odds-on favorite to win the NBA championship. That is what this trade did, and that is why I am pumped, Pete. That's all you got. Thank you for the call. We got more to go to. Let's go to Jake in Milwaukee. Jake, 800-990-3776. Kyle Bruston-Ortman, 94.5 ESPN. We're breaking down freak time. That's right. Giannis and Dame, freak time. Jake in Milwaukee.
Love the trade. I am so pumped now for the NBA season. I'm so pumped for the Bucks season. I love this trade. I love that Damian Lillard's coming to Milwaukee. Him and Giannis, I think it's going to be a great team. This is going to be a great year for Milwaukee and the Bucks.
Thank you for the call, Jake. Couldn't agree more. Oh, we got to go to him. 6'4", 270. It's a big deal. We'll go to our guy, Jason in Madison, my official bodyguard of KBN Nation. What up, Jason?
Hey, I love what you brothers have been doing so far, man. Love the vibes. Y'all are doing good. So I want to start with the impact that the brother Drew had in the community, man. He came to the Milwaukee Bucks at a very difficult time in society. You know, Black Lives Matter, all these killings of young black men all over the country. And him and his wife did an amazing job in Kenosha and in Milwaukee itself, reaching out to the community and making some changes. So I want to make sure that we definitely appreciate everything that him and his family gave to our communities. I love this trade, bro. Everybody's talking about all the defense we're losing, and that's true. Drew is definitely a difference maker on the defensive side, but what he brings is something we have not seen. And him and Giannis, oh, boy, one more time.
Yeah, Chris, I'm going to need one more time on the way out of here. I'm going to need it. Thank you, Jason in Madison, 800-990-3776. Again, 800-990-3776. I see Lewis. I don't know if it's Lewis on the north side. The north side always knows. Lewis, welcome into KBN.
What's up, fellas? You right? It's always, always Lou from the north side. Remember a couple weeks ago when I said, fellas, we're going to win the championship. Giannis going to re-sign in the summer.
You did say that.
You didn't say Dame was coming.
He did say, go ahead, continue.
No. But what I said, and today it seems a little bit more believable. This stuff usually doesn't happen to the Bucks. We usually do silly stuff like send Ray Allen for Gary Payton. We get the stars on the back end. It reminds me, even though it wasn't a trade, when the Packers signed Reggie White. You know, it's the same expectation. You know what I'm saying? We added him with Favre, but we knew we had something.
Yeah, 414 just chimed in. Reminds me of Reggie White to Green Bay in 93. Got a lot of that right now, which I think is how big and impactful this really is for the city of Milwaukee as well, not just the state of Wisconsin.
And you know what?
When my brother called.
Sorry, I interrupted you. Go for it.
When he called me with the news, he's a jokester, so I thought he was kidding. He's like, no, man, I'm serious. We got him. And I'm like, it's unbelievable, fellas. It's a great day in the city, and it's going to be an even greater day in June. Mark my words.
I love it, Lewis. Later. Thank you for the call. June, will they be hoisting the Larry O'Brien? 800-990-3776. That's 800-990-ESPN. We'll keep hearing from all of you. KBN Nation reacting. Dame Dalla. Freak time. Next.